In this episode of Social Media Secrets, we are going to talk about passive income. The truth about it. Is it real? What does it look like? Oh man, this is going to be loaded. Let's cue that intro and get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. I'm so stoked to talk about this topic today. Someone actually pointed out recently, they said, you always say I'm so excited. And I'm like, yeah, because I am. I'm so excited. I think it's better than being like, this sucks to talk about. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm so excited to talk about this. So let's talk about passive income, because when I first started my business, I remember seeing all of these ads for like coaches that coached coaches and basically said, like, you can build a passive income business where basically you sit on the beach and sip Mai Tais and money just flows into your bank account and you never have to lift a finger and you can just work from the beach once in a while when you feel like it on your own terms. And so I'm going to be honest with you guys, my experience with being introduced to passive income was a super uncertain introduction. I felt like this sounds way too good to be true. There's no way that this is possible. I actually ordered on Amazon, I'm picking it up right now, a book because I wanted to see if this is like what's actually being taught. This kind of blows my mind. This book is called How to Make $900 a Day Without Doing Any Work. How to Use Our One-Step Marketing System to Get People to Call Our Company's 1-800 Number and Let Our Staff Take All of the Calls and Close All of the Sales for You. You earn a whopping $900 to $4,050 bonus plus residuals for all of the sales that are closed for you. Best of all, we can even do everything for you. Now, I don't know the gentleman who wrote this book. His name is TJ Rolliter, and he could totally be legitimate, right? Totally. He could. This could be something that just sounds really scammy, but I'm just going to say I have not read this book, but I wanted to see the copywriting because tons of people have read this book. And I was like, how is it that something that seems so in your face scammy could sell thousands and thousands of book copies and tons of people could join that program? So what blew my mind when I first was introduced to passive income is it always had that type of approach, basically how to make $100,000 a month without lifting a finger. And that has always felt just kind of off to me. I was like, that doesn't sound right. Do you feel the same way whenever you hear about it? Because that's how I've always felt. I'm like, that does not sound right to me. So whenever I saw people introducing passive income, I was like, there's no way. If I am not doing hard work, something seems too easy to be true. I've also found that to be the case in many instances in our business. For example, somebody was a marketing consultant and he swore that he had generated hundreds of millions of dollars for a lot of people. He had big testimonials. We hired him for, gosh, like $15,000, I want to say. And he was like, we're going to get you to 7, even maybe 8-figure months so fast. And we were like, this is awesome. This is great. I don't know why I didn't listen to that, you know, little voice in the back of my head that was like, wait a second, Rachel, what about your stance of this sounds too good to be true? He was like, you won't have to lift a finger. We're going to handle everything. And oh my gosh, the train wreck that ensued was terrifying. FTC violations, SEC violations. It was really bad. I'm going to be honest with you guys. So when it comes to people saying like passive income, I'm careful to talk about it because of that bleh flavor in my mouth still from everything I've heard from other people. A lot of times people will say like become a millionaire in your sleep. And still to this day, as I record this right now, I want to be like, liar, because it's not true. And so I want to break down exactly what passive income actually looks like. What is it real? Is it, what does it mean? Does it is it really something that you are able to, you know, create and then step back and allow it to do its thing? Okay, so let's dive on in. First and foremost, I'm going to share how I discovered what passive income looks like for us. Now, remember, I can't follow these types of systems like the how to make $900 a day without doing any work, because this, to me, says, red alert, this is not safe, right? And if your gut says that, listen to that. Got it? Someone just said, I'm live streaming while I'm recording this. Someone just said, if someone says something is not work, run. I agree 1,000%. I don't trust anyone who offers an easy button, because I know that the easy button has consequences. So back in summer of 2019, I was salmon fishing in Alaska, and I love fishing. I think it's really enjoyable. But while I was salmon fishing in Alaska, I had this crazy idea, and I was like, what if I have some assets in my Google Drive from running millions of dollars worth of campaigns for clients? What if I put these together and created a really powerful, you know, offer? And so I'm sitting at a table. I'm in from fishing for the day. We had already caught the day's limit, which was really fun. I also have to say, side note, that salmon fishing is an incredible experience, because for me, it brought me so much respect for the process of creating meat, if that makes sense. Having to actually do a lot of the steps of the process myself, I was like, I have a lot more respect for animals, for fishermen, for ethical practices. So I know that's just a total tangent. But what was so crazy is I'm sitting at the table and I call up one of my team members and I say, hey, listen, I need you to throw this into a funnel right now. If you don't know what a funnel is basically a series of landing pages that are like the equivalent of an in-person funnel, right? A sales funnel that is digital. So a digital sales funnel, I personally use ClickFunnels. I enjoy that software so much. And I say, I need you to put all of this into a funnel. And we made a really ugly funnel, but we were like, let's just try this. Let's see what happens. And so I went through all of my archives of assets in my Google Drive and found a ton of my old copy that I've written for our clients for advertising. And I was like, what if we took all of these, anonymized them, and templatized them? So basically, we took all of the years that we spent running advertisements for clients, and we still do, but in a different way now. It's more of consulting and training versus, or partnerships versus coming in and doing done for you advertising. So I was like, what if we just like anonymize these so that there's not, you know, a link to the client's website, the client's name isn't there, there's not anything that's proprietary in these advertisements. And then we templatize them so people can insert their own testimonials, their own benefits, their own headline and hook. I was like, I like this. What if we try this? So we decided to launch the sale. Within just 24 hours, we generated something crazy like $8,000 or $9,000. It took me 2 hours to put that entire offer together, and then we generated $8,000 or $9,000. So at this point in time, that is still not passive income, okay? I want to be super clear about that. That is still not passive. That is leveraged income. Got it? So leveraged income is basically you create something once, and every time that you put it out there, it has the ability to impact more people. A great example of leveraged content is YouTube or TikTok. You put one piece of content out there, it could reach a million people with no extra work from you. Technically, once the algorithm kicks in, it becomes a passive content source, but that's a whole other topic for a whole other day. So I was like, this is amazing. Meanwhile, the next day we're going home to Minnesota and we get the news. We're sitting there waiting and we find out our flight is going to be delayed by several hours. And I'm like, okay, so we'll just, you know, hang out at the airport for a couple hours. We'll wait and see what happens. Everyone's getting kind of cranky in our group. I was actually like, dude, this is more time to work. This is awesome. I pull up my laptop. I'm like, okay, my flight got delayed. Let's make it a sales angle. I offer it again. We make several thousand more dollars. All said and done, I can't remember the exact numbers, but that evening, as we're waiting at the airport, our flight gets canceled and we get to stay in a hotel for one more night in Alaska. I'm thrilled about this because I'm like, I'm in the zone. Like, I'm going to offer this, you know, amazing deal to more people. This is so exciting. I'm adding more bonuses. Like, I'm so stoked about it. We ended up doing somewhere between like $15,000 and $21,000 in 48 hours from this one offer. And I was like, this is cool. So we decided to test out turning it into an offer where it's more set it and forget it. What that means is it's not depending on me to post about it in order for us to generate sales. I was like, can we get this to the point where we're always building our lists and generating a profit while someone else is running the ads for me so that it doesn't matter what I'm doing, we're always building our list and we're always generating profit. And it took us 9 months of testing. I have to be honest about that. That was one of the hardest parts because I had yet to see people who had consistently done it before. A lot of people would do it for like a week and then your numbers burn out. So that's not a winner. That's not actually an offer and a funnel and an advertisement that can be set up for passive income. It has to be evergreen. It has to work for more than a week. It has to work ongoing. And so 9 months after, I looked at my stats and we just had a month where we made like $14,000 in profit from that offer without another minute of my time. So if people ask like, what is your hourly rate? I make $15,000, $14,000 in 0 hours. No, I'm just kidding. I'm being super goofy. But the point is, it was that moment where I realized, oh my goodness, I created this offer one time. We sent traffic to this offer and we had configured it in a certain way. It took a long time to create this type of offer. And I was like, the moment that we made $1,000 that month in profit, meaning take home cash in the bank, put it in your pocket from just these like tiny little offers, I was like, what? Whoa, we just made $1,000 without any of my time. This feels like freedom. This feels like true, real freedom. And so we started to create more of these offers. Now we call them ATMs. An ATM stands for, at the moment, this funnel is converting really well. And that's like a tongue-in-cheek thing that reminds me we always have to be testing. We always have to be configuring. We always have to be ready to create more. They don't always work for years on end, but many of them can work for a long time, which is really exciting. So we have generated multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in profit from these offers. All from creating them once, setting up traffic to go to them, never requiring another minute of my time from the moment it converts. That to me is passive income. But what I want to share is, you guys probably heard there was a lot of work creating the offers, creating the copy, creating the funnel, creating the email sequences, creating something that sustains itself, creating the advertisements, creating all of the different variations or iterations of it, because I had to get it converting and functioning without me, and that took a lot of my time. Now, keep in mind, I have a pretty nimble team. My team is we have a lot of freelancers that we work with from across the world, which is awesome. But my actual core team, I think it's 7 people full time. We keep it tight. When I want to launch an offer, there's between 2 and 3 people involved. So the 3 of us, usually 3, we hustle for, you know, a week, get it together, make it happen, done. We don't have a team of 20 copywriters. I don't think we ever will. We might have like 1 at some point, but I do write my own copy most of the time. Once in a while, one of my team members comes in and he's a really good one. He does. But what's amazing is that I realized most people aren't willing to do what it takes to create passive income. It is not how to make $900 a day without doing any work. It is doing a ton of work and sacrificing in the short term so that you can sleep at night, so that you can take a weekend off, so that you can go to Texas and finally see your family, extended family, after forever of not seeing them. That's to me what passive income is. I can tell you it's real. I'm also going to tell you it is a lot more work than anyone ever will lead you to believe. a lot more work. Most people aren't even cut out to create it. So I'm just being very, very honest about that. But I am someone who will choose the short-term hard thing in order to have long-term ease. Like every single time, I will do the best thing that allows me to step back and be like, I can breathe. Okay. That was really hard. And you know what? That was totally worth it. Now, I am going to put this out here on this episode. We have a program that launches. Today is March 10th at the time of recording this. Next week, we open up a new program that is totally different. This is only for a certain group of people. Don't bother applying if you're not in this group, because otherwise it's just too much work. It's too much work, not enough support. If you are currently a freelancer who is generating $10,000 per month, or you have in the last 6 months, or you're generating consistent six-figure years from clients, and you're like, I want to get these types of passive income streams into my business. I want to diversify. I want 7 streams of revenue. Next week, we open up Click 7. This is brand new, only for people who are in that bracket, because, like I said, it's a lot of work. And you need to be able to hire support. You need to be able to afford the tools that we recommend. If that is you, head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and fill out the application in the show notes there. Or send an email to hello@rachelpeterson.com. I'll E's and a D in my name. This is so new. Like we haven't even made any videos for it or anything. We're only accepting 100 people into this program. So far, last time I checked, I think we were at, let me just double check, 27 people have joined. So Click 7 is going to be all about building out 7 streams of income besides clients, which is really exciting. So if that is you and you're ready for that, you can go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, check the show notes, or send an email to hello@rachelpeterson.com. If you are connected with me on TikTok or Instagram, go to the link in my bio and you'll see the offer for Click 7 mentorship for six-figure freelancers only. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. I will catch you guys in the next one. Bye for now. Sure.